In Siler City, North Carolina, immigrant high school students have launched their own weekly radio show in Spanish. The show, which airs on local commercial radio, is a product of the growing Latino community that has settled in the small central North Carolina town. It's also an effort to help young Latinos share their concerns about assimilating, growing up, and preserving their cultural heritage. Lita Hartman reports.
Nayeli and Georgina sit side by side in the studio at WNCA, sharing a mic.
Buenas tardes a todos los jóvenes de Siler City. Mi nombre es Nayeli.
Y yo soy Gina.
The announcer's booth is cramped and filled with antiquities like an 8-track cart machine and a turntable. But these young women don't notice any of that. They've got a live show to host. It's called Grito Juvenil, or Teen Shout. Today's theme is drug abuse.
Those little green leaves everybody knows, what other names does it have? La Mota, La Verde?
Like most of Siler City's young immigrants, Nayeli and Georgina were born in Mexico. Their parents were lured here by manufacturing and poultry jobs. Getting used to life in Siler City has taken time. Like many, 17-year-old Nayeli arrived without a word of English. But she's adjusted well. She's on the soccer team, on the honor roll, and in the gospel choir, the only choir member who's not African American.
Para todos los románticos, para todos aquellos enamorados, sin bandera. Así que disfrútenla.
But on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock, she and other young Latinos can share their interests and concerns on Grito Juvenil.
We decided to do this first because we have space to share our experience with other people, with other students, with the rest of the community, and keep our language mainly because we feel free to talk in Spanish there, and just like we know that people who speak Spanish will listen to us because they need somebody who share the values and their culture.
And teens, adds Georgina, a smart and serious freshman, need a forum that's all their own.
It's a way of expressing themselves, and we don't really have a lot of communication with adults, so we just have to find another way. I mean, make it educational, but also fun.
Grito Juvenil is sponsored by the Hispanic Liaison, Siler City's Latino advocacy group. The group recruited half a dozen kids from Jordan Matthews High School to create the show. Then it approached WNCA, a 1,000-watt AM station, about airing it. General Manager Barry Hayes was interested.
We try to serve our community. Our community is changing. We're approximately 50% Hispanic population right here in Siler City. So that's why we did it.
The show was 8 months in the making. The students worked out a format, talk interspersed with music. They also took a survey to find out what issues Latino teens were interested in: drugs, sex ed, immigration, education. The kids' mentor is Claudio Mona, a 29-year-old Colombian who hosts a Spanish language public affairs program for adults on WNCA.
And it was funny because they thought that as the show was half an hour, they didn't have to prepare anything, just show up and read. But I showed them the reality of it, and I told them, look, you have to investigate, you have to research your theme, and you have to plan everything beforehand. You have to be informed.
And that they are. Grito Juvenil's program about drugs has information a lot of grown-ups might not know.
¿Qué es el éxtasis?
What is ecstasy? Well, ecstasy is a really powerful drug. It's a hallucinogen. The thing with ecstasy is that a lot of people use it, like when they're at a party or whatever. But truthfully, it's really, really destructive.
Minutes later, a young man calls in anonymously. The hosts announce a number he can call in Spanish to help him kick his habit. Serving the community like this is exactly what these youngsters aim to do. And when they graduate, says their advisor, Claudio Mona, there will be others to take their place. There are always those young people who want to be leaders in their community, she says. And this is one way to lead. For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Siler City, North Carolina.